This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We start off this segment by going to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We bring in super friend of the show from the MLB Network, from the NFL Network. He is Chris Rose, also the pride of Northeast Ohio. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning to you.
Hi, Chris.
Outstanding. Weather's been a little around here lately, but everything else seems to be okay.
Good. Good.
So let's start with this. You hear Kareem Hunt is a member of your beloved Cleveland Browns. Played high school football just a few miles away from your alma mater, University School. Your thoughts on him returning back home and the controversy that surrounds it.
And will continue to surround it. Don't like it. Didn't get it. Not happy about it. All that stuff. It was interesting because when it happened a couple days ago, my 13-year-old son was home from school with the flu, and he walked in to the room and he goes, "Did we just sign Kareem Hunt?" And I said, "Yep." I said, "How'd you feel about that?" He goes, "I don't think I can root for him." And what John Dorsey has done is put Browns fans in a very difficult position. There's a lot to unpack here because assault, and I know this is not domestic violence per se because these people didn't know each other until that night, but it is assault that we've seen on tape, or alleged assault, I guess, if you want to be journalistically sound. And not one person, hopefully, that's listening to your radio show is ever going to be like, "You know what? I'm for domestic violence. I'm for assault," right? So we battle with this. We love our teams. The three of us have been invested for over 45 years in this team. And now you've got a guy who obviously you don't agree with what he did. He's had multiple situations off the field. It doesn't mean that he can't be helped. But, boy, it just doesn't feel right. And how do we compartmentalize Kareem Hunt, the football player that laces it up for your beloved team, versus Kareem Hunt, who has had all of these awful acts, allegedly, off of the field? And there's not an easy answer, guys. Like, there's just not, right?
There's not, Chris. The thing I keep going back to, though, is take a look at NFL rosters. And you can, I don't know if you can find one guy per team that's had some issues like this, but boy, there are plenty of guys around the league. So
I get it.
Like, were the Bengals not supposed to draft Joe Mixon? You know, were the Redskins not supposed to pick up Reuben Foster? And I mean, you can keep going and going and going. And I think the NFL has a problem, but I also think, okay, we said yesterday, you know, what you see on the tape is 100%. Okay, well, that's wrong. And then what you see on the football field is 100% the other way. Well, that's right. Where do you say, no, we're not going to do that based on the tape and what the incident, but, boy, we'd sure love to have him as a football player because you knew somebody was going to give him a chance. Our fan base would give him the best shake of anybody and be more accepting and willing to see if he can grow through this.
Okay, let's be honest. Most of your callers and most Browns fans, while hopeful that Kareem Hunt becomes a more productive member of society, that's not the first thing they're thinking about.
Nope.
Okay? They're thinking about, how does it affect my football team that I love? And that, by the way, that's okay. I'm not judging you for that. At the end of the day, if you were the owner of a team, would you have signed him in the middle part of February, knowing what you know?
Would I? Yes.
You would have?
I would have. So, okay. I think my job is to try to. I don't know. I don't know who are supposed to be the moral police here. You know, I think that ultimately, but I think ultimately it becomes an individual thing for you, for me.
Right.
And if I don't like it, I'm not going to buy a ticket. I'm not going to watch the team.
But
that's not my way to look at it.
No. See, that's where you're wrong.
I don't think I'm wrong, but go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Sports are unlike any other form of entertainment. If an actor does this, an individual actor does this, you don't have to go see the movie. You don't have to turn on the TV show. If a musician does this, you don't have to buy the song. You don't have to download the songs. You don't have to go to the concert. But when you're talking about a team sport that you have loved through Mike Pruitt, Greg Pruitt, Kevin Mack, Ernest Biner, Leroy Horde, all the way through all these guys that have played that same position, and now the team's forcing you because of what somebody has done off the field to choose between your team and what you think is right, that's a tough position to be put in as a fan. I always think about this. I really do. You can't say, well, don't buy the product if you don't believe what, you know, on the Browns signing Kareem Hunt. That's BS, and you know that.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's – Chris, I love you, but I'm telling you – no one is putting a gun to your head and telling you you have to be a Browns fan.
Andy,
look, I am. I get
it. Not the same. No way. It's not the same thing with team sports. It's just not.
I mean, listen. If you've got someone,
this is not a personal relationship. This is not the equivalent of two people that have a relationship and one person does something awful and you have the ability to walk away. That's not it. I mean, it's just not the same thing. It's totally not. And because it's a team, you're talking about 53 different people and then a coaching staff and all. I get it. They're not everybody's perfect. I mean, I work with people that I don't like, that I don't agree with the way that they do things. But sometimes you're forced into a situation here. And it's such an easy thing, such an easy cop-out to say, well, don't buy the product.
Well, let me throw this one at you. Let me throw this back at you. And let's go back to Ray Lewis, okay? Here's a guy that pled guilty to obstruction of justice with a family from Akron that are missing loved ones. Two guys from Akron that are missing loved ones. Should I be mad at the league for letting him, one, come back and play? He pled guilty. And should I be mad at the league for letting networks let him become a bigger entity than he was? I don't agree. I mean, I completely – does that mean I have to hate football? I don't hate football. But, I mean, if we're going to get on moral holy ground – and, by the way, I'm not that guy that's – like, I watch that tape and it makes me sick. I watch the tape and it makes me sick. But I do think it's the league trying to – what's right for the league? Where is the league going to stand on some of these things? Look, if they don't want it, don't let these guys back in the league. Don't let him play.
See, and there's the thing.
That's my point.
Really get strict on your behavioral guidelines, and they haven't done that.
And that's where I'm kind of at. The league is saying to you, okay, it's okay to obstruct justice, and we're going to make you a superstar on TV after that happens when someone died, two people die, and we're going to make them into superstars on TV. That's where I'm having problems with. And you're right. It's very difficult. The gray area there is all over the place, Chris. I mean, look, Jim Tressel got suspended, and I said this yesterday, got suspended for something he did in college that he was, and now you're going to hold. So if you're going to say, okay, we're going to keep Kareem Hunt out for four games, is that equal to what Jim Tressel did? There's no common ground here.
There isn't any. And,
yeah.
You know, it also gets to the other side of this, which I, you know, what are we going to do with people who have these awful acts? We don't ship them off to an island and say, go figure it out yourself. Like, you do want people to become better members of society.
Bingo.
And he's a 23-year-old kid. So at what point, like, would we have felt better if we had signed him in April or July? Like, no, you really wouldn't have. People are like, it's too early. But when is it not too early? You know, like, and this is what I'm telling you, is it's the emotions that I'm dealing with, and I get it, I'm probably talking out of both sides of my mouth, but it's the stuff that I kick around in my head because I don't know how to feel. And I just want to put this out there. It's not a great football signing. I'm going to spend 20 seconds on this. You've got a more productive, more explosive running back in Nick Chubb. So now you're going to have to answer questions constantly about this. And the one thing the Browns better not do is say, no, guys, we're not talking about that today. He already talked about that. If you bring this onto your team, you damn well better expect to have the heat come at you every day. John Dorsey and the Browns have done a ton right in the last 14 months, a ton, almost to the point where this is one of America's favorite teams now. With this, some of that is undone. And I'm just telling you, that's the way it is.
Chris, the one thing about it from a football standpoint, and I love Nick Chubb. I think he's a terrific football player. But I love what they do in New Orleans with Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. And
two totally different things. Look at the backs. Mark Ingram is a true power back. Alvin Kamara is more of a outside. He's not a between the tackles guy as much. He's an exceptional pass catcher. You put him outside, you get him in matchup hell. That's not what Mark Ingram can do. So they are two totally different guys. Kareem Hunt, while a much better pass catcher than Nick Chubb, they're more similar than Ingram and Kamara are. So I get it, but I'm just telling you, Kareem Hunt isn't going to the Hall of Fame. So it's your job to go find somebody else.
Why do you say that? His rookie year was as good as any rookie year a running back's ever had.
He was very good. And guess what? Damian Williams killed it the last couple games in Kansas City as well.
Well, James Conner filled in for Le'Veon Bell. I mean, it's position more than anything.
Okay, but that's my point then. You're making my point for me.
Yeah, no,
you're
so you have two guys who can do it, and you keep them both healthy, and you extend
their
careers.
Go get one who didn't kick a woman in the stomach on tape. Go find me a guy that didn't. I bet you you can.
Well, the Bengals thought they should go ahead and take the guy who punched out the woman in the pizza parlor.
Go ahead and follow the Bengals line. That'll get you real far. Right. Don't do that. You have got guys coming out of the draft who have super clean records. Do you have any questions about Nick Chubb's character?
I have questions about his knee.
Great. Go find another running back. Go find one that can play somewhere, that can help out. I mean, guys.
So he doesn't deserve a second chance. He doesn't deserve a second chance?
He does somewhere.
Just not on your team.
If I were the owner, I wouldn't have signed off on it. Because my point is, you can't say, well, how in the heck do we find another Kareem Hunt? The Chiefs just did. And they made it to the AFC Championship game and overtime and scored 31 points without him. So don't tell me that you need to go get a guy who kicked a woman on tape. Because you don't need to.
Hey, let me just ask this real quick. The owner being Jimmy or D. Haslam?
Their ownership group. Listen, they're a tandem, and
I agree.
They're entitled to their opinion. Okay, this does not make my opinion right, but you're asking me what I would do. I would go find somebody who didn't assault a woman on tape. That's me. I'm not judging you if you're gonna, Andy. I don't think any less of you right now because you said you'd give him another chance right now.
Sure. Oh, I don't think any less of you. Look, the beauty of this story, and we brought this up yesterday, because we had like one of the greatest discussions ever yesterday on this show for 4 hours where it's okay. It's okay not to agree on this thing.
And it is okay.
It's great to talk about it. That's the whole thing.
No, I don't know.
It is because, listen, what if we find someone or some kid is a good football player somewhere down the road and is watching what's happening and might find themselves close to a position – but rather than kicking, they walk away. Maybe somewhere, we help.
I get it. And there are, this isn't all about bad football players. Like, this is another part of the discussion. My wife said, well, why does this always seem to happen in the NFL? And we had this talk. I said, it's only visible in the NFL. Like, it happens in my business. It happens with lawyers. It happens with people who pick up your garbage. It happens in every walk of life, unfortunately, and we're never going to wipe the slate clean. So I guess from that standpoint, you're right. It's healthy to discuss it. I don't think it's good.
It's healthy.
It's healthy.
All fair. All right. Listen, I want to ask you this just because it happened, and I don't want to run out of time. Joe Flacco going to the Broncos, your thought about that, and then the quarterback matchup that we now have in the AFC North with Jackson and everything else that happens moving forward from that.
Yeah, you knew that was coming.
Right.
I think that John Elway is finally under some pressure. I mean, let's be honest. Peyton Manning fell into his lap, right? A guy with four neck surgeries, and he went and picked the best defense to go sign with. So I don't even consider John Elway getting Peyton Manning there. He has not done a good job at the quarterback position, right? He paid $36 million for Case Keenum. He's already replaced him. He picked Paxton Lynch. The guy's out of the NFL already in a couple of years. John Elway, like, have Joe Flacco, if you feel like he's still productive, I think he'd be okay. They're still, at best, the third best team. So,
I just think the AFC North is going to be a lot of fun to watch here down the road.
Oh, heck yeah, it is. So. Heck yeah, it is. Now, it'll be interesting to see what Pittsburgh does once Big Ben's done, whenever that might be, and if they trade Antonio Brown. There's always something going on in the NFL every day, isn't there?
That's why it's great. Chris, I can't believe we didn't even get to baseball. We ran out of time. Love you. Want you to know that. Love your family. And I hope life is great.
Guys. Thanks for getting my blood boiling.
It's so good. Goodbye, Chris.
See you, Chris.
Bye, guys.
Thanks,
buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.